welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, what do you enjoy most about learning a different language? I like learning new useful words and phrases. I just love slang. Slang in Chinese might be Kouyu or Pinyu. You know, a lot of people enjoy learning idioms. Are idioms your cup of tea? The title of today's lesson is Where Did That Come From? Yes, today's lesson is about where some fun idioms and phrases came from. We'll learn what it means to sell like hotcakes and what something comes to mean, among other things. So I hope you're ready to take some notes. By the way, if something is your cup of tea, that it's something that you enjoy or like to do. Is learning English idioms your cup of tea? Well, you're in luck. Open your magazine and let's go.
Where did that come from? Some phrases and idioms have very interesting histories. Every language has idioms and interesting phrases. Their histories can often be very entertaining. Let's look at a few. Sell like hotcakes. Hotcake is another word for pancake. They were, and still are, a very popular food item sold at fairs and festivals. The phrase, sell like hotcakes, came to mean anything that sold quickly and well. It became popular back in the mid-1800s.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 entertaining 这个形容词，它原本是 entertain 娱乐或热情款待这个动词的现在分词，当形容词是指有趣的、令人愉快的或者是娱乐的。例如 ，This director's films are always funny and entertaining. 这位导演的电影总是很好笑又很有娱乐性。或者是 Tennis is an entertaining sport and only requires two players.网球是一个很有趣的运动，而且只要两个人就可以打。或者是 Martha is witty and entertaining, which makes her really popular at school. Martha 既风趣又让人开心，让她在学校的人缘很好。继续我们看 pancake 这个名词 ，pan 是指煎锅，所以 pancake 是指圆形的软式的松饼。例如 Josh can eat a whole stack of pancakes for breakfast. Josh 早餐可以吃掉一整碟的松饼。另外一种松饼叫做 waffle。W-A-F-F-L-E 它的外面质地比较酥脆一点，是用金属的模子做出来的，所以常常呈现方格形。例如 Charlie loves to pour syrup into the squares in his waffles. Charlie 很喜欢把糖浆加在松饼的方格子里。 Pancake 也指薄的煎饼，也可以是咸的。例如 Kimchi pancakes are a very common dish in Korean cuisine. 泡菜煎饼是韩国料理中常见的菜肴。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, where did that come from? We're learning about some interesting phrases and idioms in the English language. And I always enjoy learning new idioms and learning what some of these phrases mean. But it's also fun to learn about their origins. Where did they come from?
That's right. It is pretty fascinating. Well, we read here some phrases and idioms have very interesting histories.Gabe, are you interested in learning the history of words, phrases, and idioms?
Actually, Rebecca, I do find that interesting. I don't spend a lot of time doing it, but I get curious every once in a while, and I think, where did this word come from? What is the root of this word? Did it come from Latin or Greek or something else? And what was the original meaning? Because it can help you to understand the current meaning of the word.
That's right. Well, we read every language has idioms and interesting phrases. Their histories can often be very entertaining. Have you ever really thought about that, Gabe, how these histories can actually be quite entertaining?
It's cool. Yeah, a lot of stuff, especially idioms. I know words could have entertaining histories, but especially idioms, there's always a picture with an idiom, right? And so what is the story behind that idiom? Often it is entertaining, or perhaps we could even say amusing. Now, that word does not appear in our lesson, but it means the same thing as entertaining. Often we can use them in the same way. We thought it would be a good word for you to know. Amusing is interesting or entertaining. It catches your interest. Perhaps it even makes you laugh.
That's right. And here's another way that you can use this word amusing. I find it very amusing that Jared told us not to be late, and yet he was late.
What an amusing guy that is.
Yeah, I mean,
he said everybody should do one thing, but he wasn't even able to do it.
Right. I mean, has that ever happened to you where somebody tells you to do something or not to do something,
mm-hmm.
and then they do the very thing they tell you not to do?
Well, yeah, Rebecca. And I think the reason you find it amusing is because you have a sense of humor. There's that word humor. It's that idea of being a human, right? Sometimes the things that humans do are kind of silly, and we really should laugh because they are amusing. But there's another word here that's related to the word entertaining. Entertaining is an adjective. Entertainment is the noun. This is something that pleases or amuses you, especially a performance or a show can be called entertainment.
For example, let's say that someone invites you to a barbecue. They might try to convince you by saying, there's going to be a lot of great food and entertainment.
Ah, right. And friends, this word also makes me think of our show here at Studio Classroom. And I thought of a word because we're more of an education show, right?
Right,
but it's
course.
For TV and the radio, and sometimes there's acting. And so I thought of the word edutainment.
Edutainment.
Do you think that fits our program,
Rebecca? Edutainment. So you're saying we're not entertainment, we're not just educational,
yeah.
but we're edutainment.
Right, we're like a combination of the two. Friends, you're not going to find that word in the dictionary, but I don't know, I think it describes Studio Classroom pretty well.
And it definitely has a very interesting history. It originates with Gabe.
Right.
That's great, thanks Gabe. Well, back to our lesson here where we're talking about these interesting phrases and how they have interesting histories. And our lesson says, let's look at a few. The first phrase that we want to talk about is to sell like hotcakes. I don't know about you, Gabe. I love hotcakes.
I love hotcakes too. Friends, maybe you've never heard the word hotcakes. It's another word for pancake, okay? Now, to sell like hotcakes, that means to sell quickly and well.
Right. So you could say, for example, if you want to buy one of the dolls, you better do it fast because they are selling like hotcakes.
Very nice. What sells like hotcakes at the mall or store near you? Well, we read they were and still are a very popular food item sold at fairs and festivals. So the phrase sell like hotcakes came to mean anything that sold quickly and well. Well, come to mean something. What does that phrase mean? That means it develops a meaning. Maybe it didn't used to mean that, but it has come to mean that.
For example, at one time the word day meant happy and jolly. However, in recent years, it has come to mean something completely different.
Well, you're right about that. Well, friends, we're learning about something that sells like hotcakes. You know, pancakes can kind of stick to your ribs sometimes, isn't that right?
Yes, let's learn more about that in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, we are going to talk about one of the best things about exploring different cultures, different foods.
Everyone likes good food, and people in the U.S. are no exception. Now, I know American food has a reputation of being heavy, but there's a lot of joy in making food that sticks to your ribs.
That's a great way to refer to a lot of very American dishes. When we talk about food that sticks to your ribs, we are talking about hearty food that fills you up.
Exactly. Now, we all know that your ribs have nothing to do with your digestion, but the expression has a sense that a meal will keep you from getting hungry for a long time.
Right now, I am thinking of Chicago deep dish pizza, crust so thick it's baked in a cake pan, and so many toppings it takes a half hour to cook. Now, that's a slice that will stick to your ribs.
I always think of some of the amazing sandwiches you can find in the U.S., from a cheesesteak sandwich to the fried peanut butter and banana sandwich.
And a vegan, as long as the bread was good vegan bread, a sandwich with peanut butter and banana fried in a pan sounds really filling.
A cheesesteak sandwich is a famous style of sandwich from Philadelphia, which uses thin slices of brown steak, sautéed vegetables, and melted cheese served on a long, soft roll of bread. So tasty and filling.
Definitely a sandwich that will stick to your ribs.
从字面上看，这是一句不太好懂的惯用语 ,stick to your ribs, 用来形容非常丰盛的餐点，让你的身体感到相当饱足，心情也跟着愉快起来，因为太好吃了。为什么要说 stick to your ribs 呢？食物跟你的肋骨 ribs 有什么关系呢？我们都知道肋骨的下面就是胃，当你吃得非常丰盛，整个胃被填满，已经顶到了胸腔，这个时候就可以用 stick to your ribs 来形容这种感觉。不过要注意的是，通常这是用来形容某种分量很大的餐点，像是美式汉堡、牛排或三明治，我们可以说 those foods stick to your ribs。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次语音关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. What does it mean to sell like hotcakes? That's right. It means something is selling quickly and selling well. Now, what about another food idiom, a grapevine? To hear something through the grapevine, what does that mean? Well, let's find out.
Where did that come from? Hear it through the grapevine. Before the telephone, there was the telegraph. It carried messages across all lands and oceans. The wires hanging from the poles often looked like they were in a tangled mess. People believed that it looked a little like a grapevine. So the phrase came to mean information that is passed from person to person. Green-eyed monster. William Shakespeare is responsible for this phrase, which is still used today. In his play Othello, he called jealousy the green-eyed monster. He is said to have gotten the idea from a cat playing with its next meal before eating it.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 telegraph 这个名词 T-E-L-E 这个字首有远距离的意思。G-R-A-P-H 这个字根是指书写，所以 telegraph 就是指电报。例如 the family received news by telegraph that their son was wounded on the battlefield. 这个家庭透过电报得知他们的儿子在战地受伤的消息。或者是 the messages were sent by telegraph in a special code that only few can decode. 这些信息是用特殊密码以电报送出的，只有少数的人可以解码。Telegraph 也可以当动词，例如 The reporter telegraphed the important news to his chief editor. 这位记者把这则重要新闻透过电报传给他的主编。最后我们看的是 jealousy 这个不可数名词。Jealousy 是指嫉妒或妒忌，例如 The girl ruined her sister's dress in a fit of jealousy. 这个女孩因为一时的嫉妒心把姐姐的洋装给毁了。或者是 The man was eaten up with jealousy and hit his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend.这个男人被嫉妒冲昏了头，打了前女友的男友。他的形容词是 jealous, J-E-A-L-O-U-S。如果要说明嫉妒谁或者是嫉妒什么事，是用 of 这个介系词。 例如 many girls are jealous of Sandra's good looks. 许多女孩都很嫉妒 Sandra 的美貌。And now let's get back to our teachers.
What was that you said?
Ah.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for us to get started with our sex section. That's what I heard through the grapevine anyway. This first phrase here is called to hear something through the grapevine. And it's kind of a fun phrase. We do use this, or Rebecca, I use this phrase often. Do you use this phrase?
Well, I wouldn't say I use it often, but it's definitely a phrase that I would use.
Right, yeah. Maybe you heard a rumor. You heard someone tell you something, right? Because if you hear it through the grapevine, that means you heard from somebody who probably heard it from somebody else, who might have heard it from somebody else. You heard it through the grapevine.
Right. For example, you could say, I heard through the grapevine that Paul is moving to Taiwan. Is that true?
Well, that would be good news.
Right.
If it's true, right?
But I don't know, because I just heard it through the grapevine. I didn't actually hear it from Paul.
Good point.
So that's just an example. Sometimes if you hear something through the grapevine, it may or may not be true.
That's right. So let's get into the history here. Before the telephone, there was the telegraph. It carried messages across all lands and oceans. The wires hanging from the poles often looked like they were in a tangled mess. Well, I have to tell you, whether it's telegraph poles or telephone poles, often they could look like they're in a tangled mess if there are a lot of wires there.
That's right. People believed that it looked a little like a grapevine. So the phrase came to mean information that is passed from person to person.
So what do you think, Rebecca? Do you think that tangled mess of wires looks like a grapevine a little bit?
Let me think. I mean, I guess it kind of looks like that.
Yeah, actually, you can't really see the vine in that picture. You just see the grapes and the leaves. But often vines do get tangled and grow all sorts of directions, right? And so I could see why this idiom would come into being. So to hear something through the grapevine. Now, there's a related phrase we want to teach you. It's not in your magazine, and that is rumor has it. That's right. Rumor has it. You use this when you want to share a rumor that you heard.
For example, rumor has it, Gabe, that you and Wei are having another baby. Is this true?
Well, Rebecca, that is just a rumor. Yeah, well, I don't know who told you that rumor, but yeah, it's not true. See, some things are true, some things are just rumors, and sometimes rumors can be true, right?
Right. Sometimes you hear something from somebody and you don't know if it's true because it's a rumor, and then go and check with the source. Like, I just checked with Gabe to see if this rumor was true, and it's not.
That's right.
But sometimes the rumors are true.
So thanks for checking with the source. Yes, it's very important. Well, the next idiom here is green-eyed monster. This is a fun one. We have a picture of a cat with green eyes. It's not a monster. It's just a cute cat. However, we read here, William Shakespeare is responsible for this phrase, which is still used today. In his play Othello, he called jealousy the green-eyed monster. So that's what this phrase means.
That's right. He is said to have gotten the idea from a cat playing with its next meal before eating it. And of course, the idea here is that this cat is the green-eyed monster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a green-eyed monster in the way that it plays with the mouse before he eats it.
That's right, and sometimes that's how jealousy acts a little bit. You kind of play around with somebody a little bit and make them think everything is okay before your real attitude kicks in. Friends, these are some great phrases and idioms. We have more to learn next time, but right now it's time for
the SC Challenge.
Yes! Friends, for today's SC Challenge, we have two players in the studio, as usual. Let's welcome Andre.
Hello, good to be here.
Good to have you here. And Carolyn.
Hello.
All right. Andre and Carolyn, I have three questions for you, as usual. Let's get right into it. Friends, see if you can guess the answers before they do. I know you have your magazine open, and you don't have your magazines, do you?
No. No magazines here.
No? They haven't had a chance to look at this lesson, so this is really a challenge. Here we go. Number one, which phrase describes something sold quickly? Okay, here are your options. Describe something sold quickly. A, sell like hotcakes. B, hear through the grapevine. Or C, a green-eyed monster. Anybody? Carolyn?
I'm going to go with A, sell like hotcakes.
Okay, good guess. Andre, do you have a guess?
I think she's right. It's A. She just is faster than I am.
I think you are both correct. Yes, the answer is A, to sell like hotcakes. Okay, number two. What technology does hear it through the grapevine come from? A, the telephone. B, the telegraph. C, the teleprompter. Or D, the telephant. You want to guess? What technology does hear it through the grapevine come from? Is it the telephone, telegraph, teleprompter, or telephant?
Well, cool. I don't think telephant is a real thing.
Why not?
So I'm going with A.
A?
Telephone.
Telephone. Do you have a guess, Andre?
No, I'm not sure, but I'm going to maybe go with B, which is telegraph.
Okay. Man, nobody likes telephant. Well, that's true. Telephants don't exist. But Andre had the correct answer.
There
it is
go.
B, the telegraph.
I had no idea. Nice. Total guess.
Well, good guess. All right. So 1-1, it is game point. Number three, by the way, do you guys like Shakespeare?
Shakespeare?
He's a decent writer, right? Yeah.
Okay. Number three, which of Shakespeare's plays did the phrase green-eyed monster come from? I did not know this before reading the lesson, so this would be a challenge for me too, for sure. A, Romeo and Juliet. B, Hamlet. C, Othello. Or D, King Lear. Andre?
I think it's C, Othello.
Carolyn?
I will go with King Lear.
King Lear?
Mm.
Hmm. You know, you guys' guesses are as good as mine, but there is one best guess. It's the correct answer, and Andre got it. It is C, Othello.
Very nice.
Very nice job today. Andre is today's winner. Carolyn, you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Friends, I think you got all the answers, too. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Today's idioms are all very useful. Rebecca, which one is your favorite?
Well, without a doubt, I love the idiom to sell like hotcakes, because every time I talk about the hotcakes, it reminds me of pancakes, fruit, syrup, yummy.
Well, I heard through the grapevine that our lesson is not done yet. We have more idioms and phrases to talk about next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.